Welcome back to Ravens Report. We are thrilled to be joined by number 12, Jacoby Jones.
I appreciate you for having me.
Good to have you with us, sir. Listen, it was a huge scare for every Ravens fan when you got injured and a rookie, Brendan Trawick, hit you like a freight train that had jumped the tracks. I know you've probably looked at the play on tape. What I want to know is, have you had the religious talk with Brendan Trawick to let the rookie know, son, I'm the ally. Don't be hitting me.
Not at all. I told him I appreciate him for running back that'll block for me. And that's all. I'd rather have a guy to run back that are looking to make a block than not block at all. And it's football. Things happen. You know, that's a learning experience. And I told him, don't worry about it. Clear your head. Go play football.
So while you're sitting on the sidelines watching the games and preparing for a game that you don't get to play in, what do you work on? What can you work on when you're kind of taken away from the thing you love to do, which is run?
Well, right now, all I could do would be a heck of a cheerleader right now. You know, and I'll be on a jug machine every day. So my hands should be up to par when I get back. But it's nothing like running routes, though, catching the ball from Joe. That timing is, you know, that's something totally different you want to work on, too.
Joe's had so many different guys now at receiver and tight end that you didn't have around here last year. With you being out of the lineup for a while, that meant other people having to play. Standing on the sidelines watching this new receiving tight end core come together, do you see progress? Are guys starting to mesh with Joe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why you go through OTAs and camp. And, like, the only thing is, you know, Stoke and D.C., they came in a little later. But that's why the first two games, it might seem like it was all. But now you see them in practice, that mesh and that chemistry and that feeling coming together.
They must be coming together because they got nicknames already. Stoke and D.C. for Brandon Stokely.
I used to call him D.C. You can probably even play with him. He don't even know it. I'm like, hey, man, D.C. a bad man.
So you expect big things from Stoke and D.C.?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, those guys been around the league, what, Stoke is on, what, 17?
Right.
And D.C. is on 11, so they know what they're doing.
You get 30 years of experience, things start to show up.
Exactly.
Hey, you've been around the league a little while longer than when you first played for the Houston Texans. The Texans come back in town. That was the team that brought you into the NFL. And you learn a lot of lessons in Houston, some of them tough love. Mm-hmm. Do you look back at some of the tough times in Houston as a blessing now because of what it led to?
Everything that happened to me in Houston, I agree it was a blessing. You know, because I learned things like having, don't get me wrong, Coach Kubiak was a great coach. And he taught me a lot of things. He showed me a lot of things. Then I had Larry Kursky as a receiver coach. I had Joe Mason, a special team coach. I had Andre Johnson mature me. So it was a good lesson learned over there. But I came here and found home, though. You know, this is home here.
And in some ways, you literally found home. I want to take you back to the end of last year's AFC Championship game when you realized you're going to the Super Bowl. Not only are you going to the Super Bowl, but it's in New Orleans, your hometown. Take a look back at your reaction to that moment.
Uh-oh. I'm going home. Everybody dream of being in the NFL, but playing at home in the Super Bowl. That's some shit there. Excuse my French. Man, God couldn't bless me to be on a better team, bro. I'm blessed to be here, bro.
My face was still cold. That wasn't a tear, by the way. That was ice and melting from off my face.
It would have been okay if it was a tear because clearly that was an emotional moment.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just to get that feeling, just to play in the Super Bowl. You know, you got to think how many great players, how many Hall of Famers they ain't even seen the Super Bowl. They probably even have winning seasons. Just to get back to get to the Super Bowl was a blessing.
And you get there, in your hometown, and it looks like it's going to set up as a story. And it becomes one of the great stories. You get two touchdowns, a phenomenal reception, a kick return for a touchdown. You endure the blackout. You get a Super Bowl ring. Jacoby, can it possibly get better than that?
I don't know. But, I mean, I'm going to take it for what it is, taking a stride, because last year, like I said, that's like a cherry on top of the cake, man. You know what I mean? You got your strawberry shortcake. Just drop that thing on there, and that's just exclamation point.
You talk about the fact that so many guys don't get to the Super Bowl or they don't get back. Guys like Dan Marino got there once, didn't get a ring. Because you had the ultimate experience and you had it at home and you get the win, does that motivate you to push yourself maybe to new limits because you've seen what hard work can do?
Well, the thing is, everybody will talk about greatness, you know, an opportunity to become great, you know, and the window of greatness is that big. But once you taste it, now you want to know what it takes to continue to be great, to be consistent at it. And that's the next thing and you know, level for us as a team.
Ravens will honor greatness at halftime with the induction of Ray Lewis this week in the Ring of Honor.
Sure.
How much did you learn from Ray? Obviously, different positions, different sides of the ball, but you were around him in the locker room, you were around him in the team atmosphere. What did you learn from your time with Ray Lewis?
He would always tell me, have no fear. Do what you do. You know, the one thing he said after that, the catch in the Denver game, he said, man deals with possible. God deals with the impossible. It sticks to me still today.
When you say impossible, personally, I think of dancing because it's impossible for me to dance. But I have such envy watching what you did in Dancing with the Stars. Not only your footwork and not only your performances, but the way you connected with the audience. You were a star in Hollywood. Has that experience changed your long-term life goals of thoughts of maybe movies, broadcasting, life in front of the camera?
They were saying that on the set, like, I should take up acting and all that. I told them, I can't read scripts. You can't give me no script and expect me to say it. I'm not going to say it at all. Because during Dance with the Stars, they would have certain things where they want me to say something, and I'm like, I'm not going to say it like that. I'm just going to be myself. And I was just having fun.
But give you a dance routine, and you can nail it.
That's dancing. That's easy. Anybody can dance. You can dance.
I can talk. You can dance.
You can dance.
You go on tour, and I'll be your booth announcer, and I'll do the narration of the voiceover.
You do
the dance moves.
All dancing. Deal? Foxtrot. Deal.
Deal. Thanks for the visit. When we come back, we'll wrap it up and set it up. Sunday, Ravens and the Texans. Some final thoughts when Ravens Report comes right back.